And with the first pick of the draft, ooh, the Chicago Bears take the Bums of Manarchy. Washington, you're on the clock.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would fill in an awful lot of needs.
Yeah, sure would.
The three of us.
How can we lower our average? Here, let's take these three.
Let's see. Water boy, kicking ball boy, and
mop guy.
And a 10-yard marker guy.
Sweet. So the skilled positions.
Oh.
Those are skilled positions?
Goddamn right they are.
We'd have that shit down.
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
Oh, my God. We'd be awesome.
Well, we are awesome, and we are the Bums of Manarchy, and we're back for more.
Rocky, right? Patty, Eddie, here we go.
Season four. Get your head wrapped around that, although it's crazy technically talk. Chronologically, we've only been through 3 years worth of recording, rollover counts.
It is what it is.
Technicality.
Here we are, man.
Yeah, season four, episode 101.
Yeah.
No, 102.
Big in the news.
Isn't it 102?
It's 102.
Is it 102? Oh, 102. We just went over this.
Danny Dos.
Yes, we just went over this.
Yeah. Come on, man.
102. All right. That was
102. We play the hits?
Yeah.
Traffic and weather on the nines? What are we doing here?
Wow.
by the veal?
By the veal.
Or try the veal.
Or buy it.
Or buy it, so. Sure.
Go nuts. What are you going to do? NFL playoff, boys.
Ooh.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It really is.
Fuck Christmas and all that bullshit.
No,
the NFL playoffs.
This is the most wonderful time.
Yeah. Of the year.
Fight us if you don't believe us. Then present an argument.
Please do.
Tough dude, because there were really not that many stinkers in the first round of games.
Oh well, it depends on your perspective. I think if you're a fan of the NFC East. That's a big old
shipper
egg got laid twice.
I know, but I guess
Philly.
what I'm saying on that realm was it was like, okay, we all expected Dallas to win, didn't we?
Well, no, because we all took Green Bay.
That was more heart than
I thought they were going to win outright. In all honesty,
my thought was I thought for sure Dallas would win.
Yeah. Okay.
But you would take the points.
Not cover, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
That was my gig.
Sure.
But I guess what I'm saying is most of America probably was thinking the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, Cowboys. The other thing is everybody was thinking Eagles.
Dude.
And I mean, that's great a lot of times when you get the underdog come in and just kick the shit out of
it. Yeah. Twice.
A team.
Twice is right.
Yeah. Like you were saying, from the NFC East, where everybody was saying, oh, they're playing the best football. Oh, this is great stuff.
Yeah, not so much.
Although there's some chatter that Green Bay has not played anyone with a good defense. They've played a bunch of soft teams.
Well, I mean, up until the last 6 weeks, the Cowboys defense was no slouch. All of a sudden, they just fell off a fucking cliff. So
let me ask: are they injury? Did they have injuries? I don't follow the Cowboys.
I don't know all the ins and outs of it. So right, not too sure.
Anyways, I thought that was an interesting.
Actually, we take that back.
Yes, sir.
The Lions didn't cover. So the only one that really that stood out would have been the Bills over the Steelers.
Yeah.
To cover. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Eagles were favored.
Barely.
Eagles were favored, Dallas was favored, and Rams covered. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I still like that. Yeah. I love that Houston game. Love how Houston came and kicked ass.
Dude, the fucking Browns, stop.
Yeah. Ugh. But you had Joe Flacco. Great one game and a shit bag the next.
Well, I mean,
hey, you got him pretty fucking far.
The Browns ran four quarterbacks this year and still won that many games.
I can't believe that.
That's
crazy.
Why Stefanski's going to get coach
that's,
of the year.
That's good coaching.
Votes for sure.
And who's their OC? That's who we should go after.
Not KK?
No.
We'll get to him later.
Yeah, we will.
Motherfucker,
I don't like him at all.
Hey, the thing about Joe Flacco, he was on a couch.
Yeah. Yo, literally, dude.
You know, he was playing.
Although,
wait a minute, hold on.
It was proverbial couch. Let's give him credit where credit is due.
We have a chance?
That's what you're saying. saying there's a chance. No, but he apparently showed up in surprisingly good shape.
These guys always
seriously
do, until they know it's done.
Done. Yeah. And even then, it's like, why let yourself, you know, if you're a pro athlete, you still got to go sign autographs.
Sure.
You don't want to be some knucklehead.
I bet Matt Ryan could strap it on in a week, 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
For sure. Could. For sure. Could.
Probably. Tom Brady could tomorrow, dude.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. What coverages are we playing?
You think Flacco hooks up with the team next year?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think he's is a backup or a protege, maybe.
Why not stay in Cleveland?
If you can get the contract and that's what you want to do, then fine.
That's the thing, man.
Although, what was he, 38?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
I mean, the drop-off is, 39 for quarterbacks, statistically speaking? I mean, it is a chasm.
No, that's like betting on us to win the Chicago Marathon, dude. It ain't going to happen.
Ooh,
dude,
no.
I wouldn't even sign up. You know what? You would win money if I actually signed up because...
Wow.
None
of us are making the cut, first of all. Let's get past that.
No qualifications.
Well, Joe Flacco is a blue hen.
Yes, he is. Delaware.
But he went somewhere before Delaware.
Did he really? Xavier?
No.
No? Didn't play football at Xavier?
I want to say it was, I'll have to look it up, but I went, for some reason, Michigan is, I think he...
Really?
It was Michigan or Penn State?
It was not Michigan. It had to been Penn State.
I'll look it up while guys talk among yourselves.
All right. Chit chat. So, playoffs. Here we go.
So, what was the Bumps playoff challenge do?
The recap... Rocky has plus one on the Patty and the Eddie.
Oh. That's the net?
That's the net thus far.
Okay. Plus one meaning I'm winning by one?
1 point.
Okay. You know, that's a razor thin.
Well, it's all 1 point anyway.
Yeah.
So what got you was the Rams covering.
Yes. Motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what
that
did
1 point.
That's what did it.
Did me in.
We all had Green
Damn
Bay.
Damn it.
That's a win. We all had the Eagles. That's a loss. We split...
I didn't want to take that. You guys kind of had me overthinking the Eagles. I'm serious, dude.
No, Tuesday morning quarterback.
I'm already plus one, so I don't want to be greedy. One.
Really? Have you met you?
Yeah. We don't have a lot of mirrors.
If you're one, you want 10. What are you talking about?
Why? Is 10 available?
You want to do picks?
No,
picks
11.
11 or 12.
You want to do picks for next week playoffs?
Yes.
Real quick while we're running.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to run down the line, so let me bring up the line.
Who do you use in Score Mobile?
Score Mobile on the day we podcast is the official line that will be
what
honored
is the
date on
today?
Game day.
Today is January the what?
Can I interrupt this podcast?
Yes, yes.
The 19th.
For some reason I had
Flacco.
I had Flacco at Michigan. It was Pittsburgh before Delaware.
Oh, no shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, that makes some sense, I guess.
All right. Saturday, first game. Texans at the Ravens. Texans are 9.5 plus. That's moved from 10 down to 9.5. Let me get my notes up here for the picks. I like Baltimore minus the 9.5.
Okay. I'm taking the Texans with the points.
Okay. Rock. Houston, Patty.
And it is in Baltimore, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baltimore has a home court.
Yeah, it's a 3:30 game on Saturday.
All the way.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
It's on Saturday.
Yes, sir. First game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
So basically a two-score spread.
Mm, well, two and...
No, nine, not five. Ten points.
Yeah, ten points.
Two scores.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Unless it's safety.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, but what if he had
You guys could do this all day.
I'll do it again.
I know.
What if it was a drop kick?
Okay, for me. For me, I think the.
This is the longest answer in the history of answers.
I know, because I'm overthinking.
He's processing.
I think Baltimore is going to rage.
You're going to do it.
Okay. All right.
Rocco, can you pull up Score Mobile for
I
the
got
line?
It.
Okay.
Right, next up is Packers, Niners.
Niners!
In at Levi, which in the Bay Area. So they're hosting the Packers. The Niners are giving 9.5 points. They're favored by 9.5 points over Green Bay.
Okay.
This is a 7:15 game tomorrow.
Yep.
It's the evening game.
Yep. Yes, sir. Your honor.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Packers and the points on this one. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Niners are going to win it, but I think it's going to be a field goal.
Okay. So you're taking the old cheating Packers?
Cheating Packers and the points.
Yeah, I understood. That's presumed. That's presumed.
Trust but verify.
Yes.
The running back for
Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, he's back, right?
Okay. I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. And well rested.
Then I'm definitely taking. I'm taking the 49ers and giving the points.
Minus 9.5. I'm on Patty's program, likewise.
Okay.
Taking two home dogs right now.
Okay, fair enough.
9.5 across the board so thus far. Yep. Big points. They were at 10s.
Yeah. As of Monday or Tuesday?
The initial line was 10.
Like when, though? To Monday, Tuesday?
When were they announced? So the day after.
It's got to be Monday.
And then so like 2 days later, they both moved down to 8.
What? Wow. And then went back up to
9.5.
No shit. I wonder what that was about.
Yeah, just a lot of money flying around over the place.
I guess so.
Yes, sir. All right. Next up. I think the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. Motown.
Detroit. Rock City.
Yep.
What do you got? Patty, your first call on this. Give me the line.
Who are they playing?
The Bucks. Buccos, Tampa.
Oh.
At Ford Field.
Nicky Fishhook's favorite quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
Joey Votto. Under center.
the hate is probably equivalent.
It's palpable.
It's palpable.
Uh-huh.
But the Bucks and Baker are visiting the Lions.
Correct. Right.
Ford Moco.
Spit it out.
And what's the line. Spread?
Line.
Spread is 6.5.
There you go. Okay.
Detroit is giving 6.5 at home.
Yeah.
He's thinking, I could feel the heat coming again. I thought it was hot flashes, but
Detroit.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm taking home dogs thus far.
Yeah, I'm taking the Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions. All right. We are a consensus.
By a touchdown.
I just don't think the Buccaneers could
pull. I love the 6-5, though. If it was 7-5, you're like,
no.
Oh, it'd be a little cringy, but 6-5 is delish.
That's kind of the line.
Love it.
That game's going to be a little closer than we expect, I think.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
All right. And then the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Survey says.
Oh, this is a hell of a matchup boys.
Good way to end the fucking day.
It really is, man.
Love this game.
Right? Yeah.
Well, this could be game of games.
Pat Mahomes on the road for the first time in his playoff career.
Yeah, which is to say ever.
With two Super Bowls under his belts?
Yeah, not bad.
Three appearances?
Yeah.
Stop.
Pretty sweet.
All right, what's the liner?
Chiefs at Buffalo.
Yeah.
In Buffalo.
Yeah.
Get your shovels out. Here's your $20. The line is 2.5.
Still,
Buffalo
okay.
is giving 2.5.
Yep.
I am taking, I think it's up to me, I'm taking, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is a flip. This is a pick'em game.
You want to go first? I go first. I already got my picks in.
Go.
Again, home dogs across the board.
Taking the Bills.
Taking the Billsers.
I see
2.5 is what's sexy about it. 3.5 would have me think.
Yeah, and they beat them this season already, didn't they?
They did, but that was that Kadarius Tony doesn't fucking check him with a ref, and Travis Kelce flips that lateral. So
where was that in the was
Casey,
that
Casey?
Okay, I'm
Casey.
Taking the Bills.
Okay,
I'm taking the Bills -2.5.
Just make it 3.
All right.
So I'm the only one
who's going out on a limb.
Delilah's is happy.
I'm either gonna thump you guys, or I'm in deep shit.
Or you're even.
Or me. Well,
you're even.
Yeah,
worst
we'll
case.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a wild. That the Saturday games are both 9.5.
That is kind of weird.
And the others are 2.5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, they're both 2.5, 9.5.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's a chasm, man.
That's crazy. Man,
here's what we're going to do. The two early games, 9.5. We're going to drive the Sunday games at 2.5. What do you think, guys?
Dude, they're remarkably on point.
They're so close.
Especially with overs and unders.
It's scary.
It's remarkable.
It's scary.
There was one the other day. The OU was 42. They tapped out at 41. It was one of the NFL playoff games.
Oh,
it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Hey.
Yeah, that's nuts. So we learned that Dallas sucks a bag of dicks. Mike McCarthy can't get fired.
They won't fire him. They will not fire.
You know what?
What does he have to do to fucking get fired?
Jerry Jones gives a lot of grace and patience to his head coaches. He really does, for better or for worse.
Yeah, I guess it's, know, so. I'd rather have that than the reverse, like fucking what's his dick?
Tepper?
Tepper, yeah.
Yeah, I just got here. I haven't got through orientation. You're fired. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Clear out your desk. I don't even have a desk. We learned that Lions, you know, could take a punch.
Yeah, dude, that was a knockdown drag.
That was a hell of a game.
That was guts on the field.
We learned that George Pickens is trying to blame the refs for the loss, which is nonsense because the Steelers are clearly outmatched.
They were. It shouldn't even been as close.
They should have been in the playoffs.
No, they should. They really should.
I love the Steelers. They're the worst 10-win team I've ever
seen. Mike Tomlin just trying to keep his streak alive.
That's it. They did it in Seattle.
Yeah, they played with no vigor, no gusto.
Looked terrible.
It looked terrible.
To quote Charles.
Terrible.
Okay. Who was leading the team?
For the Steelers?
Yeah.
Fucking Mason Rudolph.
Right.
I know.
Terrible.
if he was sitting among the three of us, people would know that he was a fucking NFL quarterback.
They wouldn't know who Mason Rudolph is. He came up and introduced himself.
Bitch in the ass.
We didn't know.
Hey, stop biting me in the ass.
And then what was the fourth one? Bill Steelers. We had Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Who did they play?
Oh, Dolphins. Cold.
Oh, cold,
just
dude.
Brutal. Just ran off.
Yeah.
No surprise there. No surprise.
That little Sprite Mike McDonald, dude, freezing his ass off. The guy weighs 130 pounds. I'm sure he's fucking cold.
It's a capri pants.
Well, having his capri pants on in snow is right. A good idea.
What's up, Sonny Crockett?
He needs thermal capris. There's a whole submarket for the hipsters. Thermal capris.
Flannel line.
Flannel
line.
It is a flannel line.
Hello, L.L. Bean.
That's it.
We want it now!
I got a pitch for you. If not, I'm taking it to Orbis.
I never know what she's doing.
Miami's fraudulent. I mean, they have been all year. They always
get three going or three kill.
Whatever they punch down, they never punch up. So,
dude, the thing with Miami is they're Jekyll and Hyde.
They're like Sybil.
They look like world beaters one day.
Yeah, under 500 teams.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
and
then
the next Green Bay's, they just like pedestrian.
Yeah, yeah.
Green Bay's getting criticized. We're going to see what happens
for
there.
For what? Kicking the shit out of Dallas?
Well, for playing teams with mediocre defenses.
Whatever. I think they punched themselves out in that Dallas game, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. They're they're getting hot at the right time is what they're doing.
I don't like any of that.
I know, but that's what I'm just trust me. It breaks my heart to even have to bet on them with the points. It just doesn't compute. I have to practice in the mirror to make the words come out.
But my thing is, I look at San Francisco. They were a team that needed that extra week off,
probably
to get healthy.
Probably,
yeah. That's right.
That's why I look at San Francisco. I think it's going to be like.
I think so. They got too many weapons.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Shanahan or LaFleur runs Shanahan's offense. So.
Well, it's 9.5 points, boys.
I know.
Nine and a half points.
You can have it both ways.
29-20.
You can have it both ways. You can.
Wow. I can't have it both ways. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to dance in the double.
You are.
It's called the double two-step. It's going to be very careful not to step on any of his hooves.
No.
Their hooves. Who knows?
Fortunately, they're cloven, so you won't be. So it's hard to step. There's no toes. There's no time.
All right. Have we sufficiently clobbered the NFL playoffs?
I think for the most part.
This is the divisional round, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So just so we're on the same Gregorian calendar.
Yeah. So what's the commish doing?
Dude.
This fucking guy.
He is trying to wreck this fucking goddamn
what do you mean trying? He is.
So his latest fucking scheme.
Peacock horse shit for starters.
Oh, dude. So, yes.
People are up in arms about that.
Oh, my God.
Up in arms.
Oh, my God. Everyone is just brutalizing the fact that two of the games were available on Peacock. One of them was exclusive.
Yes.
But meaning if you don't have a Peacock subscription, go pound sand. Unless you live in fucking Green Bay, Wisconsin or in Dallas, Texas or Fort Worth, you're fucked.
Yeah, I didn't like any of that.
No, so. It was bullshit. So I sucked it up and paid the $5.99. Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna cancel it.
I'm going to give him a hard time about it while I'm at it.
Well, what else is he doing? What's your boy Roger
So,
doing?
His latest fucking goddamn Elon Musk scheme, snake oil fucking scheme, is to try to buy ESPN off of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Try to snake it from him. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say two things. First is ESPN is, their brand is heavily tarnished.
It's hot dog shit right
now. It's hot dog shit. And they're not doing well. And there's no end in sight.
They're expensive.
To improvement. Yeah. No, they're firing all their talent. They're just dumb. And I don't like what they're doing.
Well, that's a Disney mandate.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So so that's the part that I have to look at and say, all right, that part I understand. But why don't you just focus on other shit? You're the NFL.
Here's why. Because what are they paying ESPN
They have NFL.com. You have your whole network. That should be your media. That should be your news. That should be your gaming. That should be all of your shit. You
all
don't need fucking
your own segment.
You're taking a dog shit brand and you're trying to put a bow on it and make it look like Shirley Temple. I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
What is the price tag that being
for? That's a really good question, Patty. I don't know.
They still might be negotiating that. So
yeah, it's going to be expensive.
It's going to be really
expensive. So seriously,
it's
not like people don't know who the NFL is.
Right.
What are you solving for by this?
I don't know. But that article I sent you from Deadspin, where this could become the dearth of any type of journalism that will go ahead and point the finger at the NFL and call them out
yes.
of their bullshit.
Well, that's the other, and that's the part 100%. That I'm being critical about. Obviously, yes. It's like
the
Gestapo.
It's a propaganda arm.
It's a propaganda arm. You may as well fucking fly B-52s with fucking pamphlets around all the 16 or 32 stadiums or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Around the country, the NFL cities.
100%.
You know?
Spot on.
Or maybe it's cheaper. I don't know.
leaflets.
They better be fucking biodegradable.
Well, they're going to be out of seal skin.
Yeah. Lace them with LSD. Do something, motherfuckers. Just drop those things. Who's going to clean this mess up?
But getting back to what you're saying, they have NFL Network. You got NFL.com.
Yes, sir. You're sir.
All that shit anyway. Expand the fuck out of it.
There's got to be some reason.
I don't get it.
Reason.
We're missing something.
Yeah.
There's a reason, but I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean...
No. I don't like
it. I don't know.
No, and it's like...
I'm getting sick of ESPN. So sick.
I'm getting sick of the NFL,
I'm off of
quite
it.
Frankly.
Yeah, ditto.
You know, from let me rephrase, counselor. The Madison Avenue
NFL. I'm paying them the minimum. I'm not buying... I didn't buy any swag from NFL like I'd normally buy, like T-shirts, fucking hats, jerseys, shoes. The whole nine. I'm nothing. 0% of it.
I'm not even buying Chinese knockoffs. Go fuck them.
You know how many games I won? You know what I mean? That's true, too. Do you know how many games I went to? Zero.
I'm not going to any.
None.
I hate live football.
No, it's terrible. Unless you're in the Lambeau, unfortunately.
Just once. Just for the experience.
Yeah, I'm not going up there until there's a winning streak.
Good luck with that.
All right, so we've successfully pummeled Goodell in his latest fucking jackassery. By the way, if someone knows why... this makes sense, and by all means,
ping us somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Raven, smoke signals.
Put up a kite.
Yeah.
Tell us we're wrong.
Or why we're right.
I've got some media people that I'll
really yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good idea, Patty.
There's
got
to be something in there, man.
Shake the tree. We must be missing something.
Yeah,
because aren't they bleeding money?
They are, and it can't be eyeballs. People are hemorrhaging.
So that means Disney's going to flip them for fucking pennies on the dollar, then.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going
to. They're going to have to. Because I think Disney is in this cost cutting mandate across all segments.
But
I've heard of talking them trying to flip ABC. So
no, they channel like Deadspin should look to buy ESPN. If
they don't have that kind of fucking money, they just came out of fucking receivership.
Go to fucking Blackstone, Holmes.
We're gonna get into that later about getting into bed with venture capitalists.
All right,
so that's,
well,
that's
I'm just
coming
telling
down
you.
The line, man.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
It changes life.
Yeah, it
well,
really
it
does, man. Bad day of the track. Fuck you, pay me.
Fuck you, me. So on the NFL news front, is Jim Irsay in the fucking news?
Irsay.
Or whatever his name is.
Irsay.
Irsay.
He's been a punchline for years. This guy needs fucking real help, man. This guy was found unresponsive and turning blue in December. And it just came out.
That's not good.
At his home in Carmel, I think,
Indiana.
Yeah.
Nice area.
I'm sure it is. He's a billionaire. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's lovely.
Yeah, he's not eating cat food.
No.
You know what his dad made money on?
Cat food.
That's fucking.
So like hot
funny.
Takes on stage.
Cat food futures.
Might have been.
Some puts.
Asbestos abatement.
Oh boy.
Kind of like your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy. Oh boy.
No shit.
These are only as crazy as yours is.
No shit.
Oh, boy. You got
to Yeah, no, this is really sad. You know, this guy's easy to fucking hate because he's kind of a douche, but, man.
You think he's mentally ill? And
he's got a fucking major drug problem, man.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, I guess billionaires aren't fucking exempt from drug problems.
Owns the original manuscript of On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, he's got
the original.
He's got a crazy collection, like Prince guitars and Jerry Garcia last guitar, shit like that. Yeah. So.
Wow.
I mean, dude, this guy needs help, man. So,
well, put up a kite for this fucker. I mean, it's not good that he's this bad of shape. But
maybe him and Mark Davis.
Doesn't he have like their haircut people, right?
Yeah,
some inner circle. If somebody gives a shit about him, it's like, dude, you need to fucking slow your roll.
Right?
Now.
He's got a bunch of enablers around
him.
He has to be.
I
think he's the type of guy, and especially in a city, I'm sorry, like in Indianapolis.
Sure, it's insular.
Where, you know. Nobody's gonna fuck with him because he's got the money.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got the money, so there's gonna be hangers on.
Yep.
And you know you'll reap the benefit in a small fucking town.
Yeah, you don't want to kill the golden goose here, man.
No.
You know, by calling out bullshit and get cut off.
No.
Fuck that, man. That's crazy talk.
You do not.
So, there's a link though too, which I kind of forgot. I don't know if I remember the story or not. That he had a little side piece like 10 years ago. Who died of a drug overdose?
Ooh, been on a binge.
You remember this? You see the wheels turning here, Patty.
Yeah.
If you dug down, and kicked the old memory banks, you'll recall this. And it was vaguely familiar. Her name was Kim something, if I'm not mistaken. And he and his wife had this understanding that he was going to have a little side hustle here, so to speak, you know.
Trust is here and there.
Yeah, and he just kind of hung out with her, never in public in Indianapolis. And, she OD'd, like, 10 years ago.
Damn it.
Was
that Satan with Elon Musk and Roger Goodell? I think he was with her. I think they were doing drugs together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question.
And the thing was that he left, but no one knows if he left.
I bet she was.
Early or late.
I bet she was going. Pardon my French, going tits up. He fucking bounced, man.
I'll let her fucking stew. I'll do some research.
I would not be shocked if he let her stew.
Hey, I'll do some.
Man. Sucks.
Goodness.
You know,
we'll
right?
do some Woodward and Bernstein.
Bernstein and Edward. What? Who's that? Who are those guys? I'm going to kick this guy's deal. Okay. OC interviews for the Bears. Take it away.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody's not bullish.
No,
somebody's bearish.
No, it's fine. I mean, I think we covered some of this ground during the episode 101 last week. But the latest is this Kingsbury. Yeah,
Queensbury. Threw for a fuck ton of yards in college, man.
I don't care what he did. He's a
I'm
fucking
just telling you.
God.
Was he a Red Raider?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He coached up supposedly.
Yeah,
a couple of quarterbacks to include.
Heisman
Johnny,
Trophy winners.
Well, Johnny Manziel.
Boo.
How did that work out?
Yeah. Heisman Trophy winner.
Uh-huh.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, he took credit for, but didn't.
Not a Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, understood. Understood.
A pretty damn good quarterback.
And who else? I'm missing one.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. Heisman Trophy winner.
But if you remember correctly, that he didn't do well with that team and didn't stay with Arizona very long.
No. No, well, he got run out of.
He had no business, first of all, getting that fucking job.
No.
He went in there because he looked like some movie star. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
He looks like
the I don't know. I don't even know that kid's name.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's a fucking me guy. It's all about him. He acts like an entitled prick, and they're trying to package him up with Caleb Williams, who's also. A fucking acts like an entitled prick.
Well,
and I'm sorry.
We're going to find out.
That's the way I look at it. We had a little text thread going on with the
Barons of beer.
And I think there's this whole thing where he's taking credit for people are giving him credit for Patrick Mahomes' development. It's not true. Girardi is worked with the Kansas City offense as QB coach. Starting with the very first year in 2018 that Mahomes came on the scene. He's the reason.
Yeah.
Not fucking.
And Mahomes sat, what, 2 years under Kingsbury, Alex Smith?
Correct.
At least one, maybe two.
It was one, I think.
Right. Okay.
So Mahomes came out of Texas Tech where I think Kingsbury only coached him for 3 years for whatever reason. I don't know what the 3 year thing was, but, and you know, not only did I forget the first, his name, Girardi is the last name of the coach, the quarterback's coach, but
Joe Girardi.
No.
Not to be confused with the Yankees manager.
No, different Girardi.
Joe Girardi, Galesburg.
But in addition to that, Patrick Mahomes, let's not forget.
Oh, it's P-Town?
He's P-Town.
Okay. Sorry. So Mahomes has a private quarterback's coach, Jeff Christensen, right? He was credited with helping Patrick Mahomes with his accuracy.
Okay.
As a thing. So anyway.
Why not talk to him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now you're talking my language, but I'm not keen on him. I still like the other candidates that we've previously, you know, spawned. So anyway, just a little update. Yeah. There's a lot of Caleb Cliff, packaging being bantered about on social media. It's just like stop.
It was weird because when you look at Kingsbury's record over the last like 8 years, you know, he had that offense raging at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They had no defense. Couldn't figure out a fucking defense. So like
he was under 500 at TT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were an excited, explosive team.
Yeah.
But the thing is, your defense gave up more points.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kingsbury was mediocre in Arizona as a head coach.
So he was under 500 too. He had no business being there.
No. And his offense was in mediocre territory in terms of the rankings.
Yeah.
There's a nice article in The Athletic, which I've moved away from ESPN. Right. And now I'm on The Athletic.
$2 a good website.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's $2 a fucking month, dude.
They have good writers.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. So I'm still Daryl Bevel, right?
Yeah.
I'm still Eric Bieniemy. Right?
Yeah.
I'm still Clint Kubiak, if you're going to go pick a Clint. And that's it. Yeah. That's the list.
Huh.
Everyone's like, oh, he's the best option. He is not the best option.
I think I like Bevel out of that whole lot that you mentioned. So
we'll see what happens.
For what it's worth.
That's the update.
If Kingsbury gets a job, we're going to be in bad shape. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's going to set us back because it means that they're bringing in Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And he did not have a good reputation in Arizona with the Arizona Cardinals base around their play calling.
Oh, really?
At all, dude. Yeah, a lot of this little dump parallel screen shit that we're so critical of by the ton.
Oh, I don't like any of that.
No, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but you have a decent quarterback, throw the fuck down the field, well, man.
You know, the other thing is this dude is looking for the next job.
Cliff? Oh, yeah. He's trying to reinvent himself. Right. 100%. So it's 100%, Pat.
It's not anything about him.
No.
Who I want to do this. I want to develop a...
And he'll go back to the college ranks then.
It's,
he's not going to NFL. Oh, he's done. NFL's, he's not doing that. He'll get an HC somewhere in NC2A. So that's his move. So it is what it is.
Or
so.
if he can have a year, let's say he has a great year with the Bears offense.
Okay.
And Justin Fields does well.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, let's say, Nebraska calls or
somewhere.
Penn State or Georgia.
Michigan.
Or Michigan. Yeah. Where all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, we think this is a guy.
Yeah.
He'll jump at that.
Sure. Of course he would. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, he's a college guy. There's college guys and there's pro guys.
Yeah.
All right. And then it's okay to be different. It's okay not, you can do well in one and not do well. Right. It's okay. It's all right. So wish him well.
He's just a good boy. You know who he used to date?
Ooh. Now you got my attention.
Oh, dude.
Holly Saunders.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one that went goofy?
The one who went fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had her.
With the golf.
Her story on the show before.
Who's the other golf lady? Spiriniak, right?
Oh, Paige.
Oh, Paige. Jesus Christ.
She didn't go goofy, right?
No, no.
Good.
No, she's out there.
Wow. He's right.
She's out there.
She's mega hot.
She has no problem. If anybody talks about her having big breasts and playing golf, she goes, but I could play golf.
Exactly.
You know, I love it.
Goddamn right.
And you know what? If you got a problem with the.
Good on her, man.
If you got a problem with my breasts, quit looking at him.
Yeah, I don't know. Problem.
I won't, but okay.
No problem.
Whenever they come up, I. Look,
dude.
I'm looking for private fucking lessons. That's what I'm looking for.
Jesus.
Anyways, we don't want to be misogynistic and all, but holy hell!
I'm just saying,
she is an attractive woman.
We can appreciate feminine beauty.
Who knows how to play golf? To your point, Patty.
Absolutely.
Hey, the one thing with Holly Saunders is, I think when Clint Kingsbury got fired.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It should dump them.
Think.
No.
No, I think he the cool thing is he did go to like Thailand.
Oh boy.
Of course he did.
A one-way ticket to Thailand with this I think Saunders or it might not have been. He went with a gal and just was like, "Okay, we're chilling, we're hanging." With a no date. Coming back. Yeah,
he is like, unlikable.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's unlikable.
He might be your OC,
No, he's not.
Wow.
No, he's not.
All right.
I don't think there's any way that Eberflus is going to hire somebody, to your point, that doesn't fit into their locker room culture.
That could just overwhelm the entire organization.
Oh, yeah. He's an attention whore. He's like fucking Aaron Rodgers light.
Yep.
I want nothing to do with this motherfucker or Caleb Williams. I know it's not my choice.
Yeah.
That's my point of view.
One of the funniest things is somebody said that if, I think it was Barstool Carl, said if Kingsbury comes to Chicago, River North will open up and thrive again.
Oh, Jesus Christ, 100%. 100%. This guy's got Viagra Triangle written all over him, so. All right, can I move on a little? NC2A?
Yep, and other news.
So Cam McCormick is going to get a pension.
Who's he?
Cam McCormick is a tight end for the University of Miami Hurricanes, who just was granted his ninth year of college eligibility.
No.
Let me repeat, his ninth year.
He's going to pull fucking pension? As a student?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm talking about it's in terms of his longevity.
Yeah, no, but 9 years.
9 years. Prior to that, the record was 8 for NCAA.
The record was 8?
It was 8 years.
I thought he would have... I thought he's 9.
He's getting 9.
That's fucking heavy.
So COVID year,
duty.
Red shirt, shit ton of injuries.
What?
So he's a tight end for the Canes. I know. Patty,
35?
Patty's just like,
trying to do the math.
Smoke coming out of his eyes here.
He's 28. He's 28 or 29.
Dude, you got a COVID year.
Yeah.
It's got probably one or two COVID years.
Yeah,
probably
one.
Two.
You could probably squeeze two.
He got hurt his freshman year. He got hurt like every year. So they granted him a ninth.
So he got a couple medical.
Yes.
During,
medical red shirt. Yes.
Is he any good?
Got medical.
We'll know in year 10.
If you're in your ninth year of fucking college ball.
No.
And you said FSU?
Miami. This kid does not want to fucking go out in the real world, man.
Well, hold on. Does that mean that he took like one class a semester?
They had to have.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
But you
could
be a fifth year senior and not have classes.
Well, hold on. He should have a PhD from there by now.
From the U? Yeah, okay.
it's a little ridiculous.
Marine biology.
I know.
You should get 4 fucking
V's,
years.
V's brother went there on a marine biology major.
Were there no jobs?
Right? Good luck.
Hey, nice being a barista.
Wow. Plankton small. Yeah, no shit. Wow.
Use this microscope.
Whales eat krill. Yeah, no shit.
Creole,
yeah.
Creole? Like the people down in New Orleans?
No, krill.
Oh, krill.
No.
Not Creole?
No.
Those are two different things?
That's my accent?
I'll be damned.
Yes, sir. Meanwhile.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Meanwhile,
guys.
Major League Baseball, we don't have anything. You know why we have nothing? Because no one's fucking doing anything. Neither the Cubs or the Sox.
They signed some Japanese pitcher, right?
Sure. Okay. Sure. We talked about this already.
I know.
But they're not doing anything, dude.
Neither of them are doing a damn thing. I put that in there just because it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, they are doing one thing. The White Sox are kicking the tires on a new location in the city of Chicago.
All right.
Clark and Roosevelt.
Is that big train yard?
Yep. It's called the 78, which would be considered the 78th neighborhood in the city. I think it's intriguing.
I love it. As long as we're not paying for it.
Exactly.
And I remember when we took when Big Z took us on the boat.
Yeah.
And we went up the river. We went up close to
Carlos
Zambrano and all that.
No, RZ.
Oh, different Big Z. Okay.
Yeah.
And looking at that, I'm going, oh my God! I often went, I went by there just so many times. I was like, you put a stadium in? That would be so cool.
There's no doubt. But what do you? Once again, I'm going to try to ask. A question, what are you solving for? You can't even fill your fucking shitty stadium with more than 13,000 people on average a game. What are you solving for by moving it, 4 nautical miles? Seriously.
They have 22,000 seats.
Not even 4 miles. Oh, 2 miles.
Hold on. They average 20,345.
All right. Okay. Ring the bell.
Hold on.
I have a fucking thought on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm curious.
That wouldn't even fill up the United Center.
No, it wouldn't.
That's think not
about,
bragging.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see seats over 20?
22.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 18. Okay.
No. It's 22 in standing room to 24, yeah. 23. Yeah. Or
standing room.
So when I read that, I was like going, what I like the idea of is if you did put it there, and you build a good stadium, and you have, you know, the background of downtown.
Yeah,
that's all well and good.
It's a beautiful spot. There's no, I'm
still,
no
you still have to have
a reason,
a fucking team.
Okay, and a reason.
Well, let's backtrack a second. How about a team that's looking for a fucking new home? Why not put the Bears there?
I don't know if it's big enough.
I don't know if it's big enough. You need
65,000 minimum.
That's too small, dude.
You have 300 acres up in fucking Arlington.
You got a fucking big stadium, dude. You got to build a 80,000-90,000 seat retractable roof. The whole fucking shooting match, dude.
Sure, fine. What's Jerry World hold? 90?
100.
100, yeah.
SRO?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's got two areas on the very upper
sure
deck
as fuck does.
That is just standing room.
Yeah. Have you seen that fucking melee when they open that fucking door?
Yeah, it's like people.
It's like
fat people.
It's like
bulls
of Pamplona.
It is like bulls of Pamplona without the bulls.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty
funny. Fucking tramp like a who show in Cincinnati.
Yeah, no shit. I'm not wearing red. That much I'll tell you. You know, all black or something. I don't know.
But the thing is, with the White Sox, if they do move to Clark and Rose,
I think it would be awesome. I just don't.
Hold on, Patty, keep going.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah,
but and we don't want city to pay.
God no.
Maybe they get some benefits. I don't know.
No,
they'll get some, but not pay for the fucking thing.
Uh huh.
If you make that a destination, that is going to be wild. You're going to put a sports book in there because remember, that's assumed. Remember all the things.
Yeah,
the Cubs have this.
Yeah.
You'll do that. You make it a you know, music venue, stuff like that.
Sure.
You work it. You work it the best way.
Wouldn't it be
cheaper
just to buy up the property around the current stadium? And
no, because it sucks getting there, man.
Why does it suck getting there? I'm going to point out, it's less than 2 miles away, dude. What are you solving for?
Well, there's a blue line stop. Well,
take the train. We've done it.
It's easier for us.
Yeah, it's one transfer from the blue line.
Yeah, because we'd go right blue line.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't have to do the transfer to the thing. Big fucking whoop.
No, and if down there you have green line, orange line, red line, blue line.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think it'll happen. Mm-mm. It's one of those weird things that get thrown out.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it sound like this.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're trying to get some excitement.
But the problem is, though, Jerry Reinsdorf is going to try and hijack the state of Illinois for every fucking dime he can get.
No, he is. So.
Here's the one thing I read about this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, remember he was down in Nashville for the winter meetings?
Yeah.
And sat in with the Nashville mayor?
Uh-huh. Playing footsie.
Uh-huh. And apparently, Nashville mayor was just like, yeah, that's all well and good. Where are you building? What are you building?
How much are you paying?
And you're paying for it all.
Exactly.
And it was like one of those. Where
check,
I think
please.
I think it was one of those where it was like, ooh.
He overplayed his hand.
Here's reality. Yeah.
Fuck him, man.
Whatever.
Carpetbagger.
He is a carpetbagger, and I think that's probably less than 5% chance this happens.
They're not moving anywhere.
They're just talking shit.
Oh, it's just to they're looking for something.
Yeah, yeah. He's scared daily is what happened. And Daly didn't call his bluff. Yeah. This is what happened.
I do think that there's a way for them to reinvent the neighborhood around Comiskey.
Yeah, 100%.
Whatever they call it. And I don't think it would cost them that
Armor
much.
Square?
And I think you could, people have access via the train. And I get it. It's 2 miles closer. Yes, it's a little easier to get to. But that's not why people aren't coming. People aren't coming because there's nothing to fucking do around there.
Pre and post.
Pre and post. Exactly. That's why.
Everything they could they to did. Keep anybody from establishing something around.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. You made it so impossibly hard.
Jimbo's and a couple other places, man.
O'Brien's and Jimbo's.
Yeah.
So well, at least you had something, and now it's just like they're trying to get everyone to come into the stadium,
get the fuck
go to the Captain Morgan's Club, and go to this and go to that. It's like no one's doing that. People want to go off and do their own thing, and it's one of the few things that the Ricketts family got right.
Yeah, and make a day of it down there. You know?
Yeah,
guess what? Yeah, do
hotels,
it.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah, do what the Ricketts did.
Yeah, 100%.
Excuse me, we got restaurants.
Yeah, but there was more. In all fairness, there's more built-in infrastructure immediately in Wrigleyville than there is Armin Square.
No question. So. No question. Yeah. No question.
Yeah. But
it was more expensive. I bet in the long run,
fucking 40-fold.
Yeah. If you wanted to go buy up the whole property around there, you could.
Oh yeah, for
right?
sure.
You could even put a little transit thing going back and forth to the whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. You could do
easily enough.
I think they're looking at
rickshaws. Can you say that?
Yeah, rickshaws. It's a
that's
thing.
My,
it's a
friend, rickshaw.
It's a vehicle.
Rickshaw.
It's a vehicle. Yeah. Now, if they had someone to buy the current stadium for another purpose, or what have you, if they had a need or a something that was a reason to do it, then I'd say, hey, go for it.
You know what would be a good idea?
Get us off the hook.
If they did build a new place, maybe. Guaranteed rate would be good for like a soccer pitch.
Yeah, there you go.
You could redo that, and the Chicago Fire could move in there.
There you go.
A lot of seats too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. You know, maybe get some more World Cup. Who knows? So. Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, what's the Hall of Fame forecast look like?
Yeah, it's coming up. There's only two that I'm reading the tea leaves on that might be getting in. Adrian Beltre seems to be a lock. To get in, longevity at third. Third's hard to get in on. But given his years of service, looking good.
How many years?
A long time, man.
14, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that.
I don't have all the data in front of me. I just read the names.
Yeah, the bylines. Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Mauer.
Minnesota.
First ballot. Oh. Might be able to get in. If not, it's going to be really, really close. So
I don't know if he's a first bat. He's good.
I don't think he's first ballot. I agree, Patty. I think he waits 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I think his career was cut short behind the plate with injuries.
Yeah. And didn't he reinvent himself as a DH?
First base.
Or first base.
Yeah. First base. So yeah. Yeah. Homegrown kid by the Twins. Yep. If you remember that draft, who else went in that draft?
The guy with the biggest calves ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark
Pryor?
Mark
Pryor.
So I think the Cubs were picking one.
So that would have been 90-something, 99?
Vacillating, yeah.
Or no, Minnesota was picking one.
Oh, okay. Cubs were picking two then.
And I think the thing was...
Yeah.
Pryor was going to be a difficult sign.
So the Twins had nothing to do with it.
And it was like...
Expensive? Too expensive?
What if we do? We get this Mauer kid... Local guy.
Yep.
Great fucking athlete. Jesus
Love
Christ.
Love Joe Mauer. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah. For sure. For sure. So that's kind of the tea leaves thus far. So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Everybody else is going to kind of fall below the 75% projected.
Projected? Okay. Okay.
Because it's a big class to vote on, too.
Kind of is. So yeah. So we'll see.
I mean, that's always a tough thing now with baseball. You get so many guys that.
Yeah, but how many really? I mean, Billy Wagner's up. It's like, really?
No,
I don't know, man. He threw hard for a couple of years, but come on. Is closer? Come on.
No.
There's not many closers in for a reason.
No.
Smith, Eck, Mariano. Mariano's the fucking GOAT. So
truth.
You know, beyond that, you know, it's like punters and kickers, man.
And you're not gonna. Devin Hester's gonna get in
eventually.
He'll get in. Veterans.
Yeah, veterans, so. Eventually. Yeah. Just real quick, if I can close. James Dolan. Wow, he's a bigger piece of shit than I didn't even imagine.
Which James
and
Dolan?
We've
James
talked
Dolan,
about how much of a
the Knicks and Rangers owner James Dolan. James Dolan who had. Charles Oakley banned from the fucking Madison Square Garden because he didn't like what Charles Oakley was saying.
Boom.
Really, this guy?
Yeah,
this guy.
Zero stars. Do not
so
recommend.
Apparently, there's a new. I mean, this is not the first sexual assault charge that's been ponied up against James Dolan.
Great,
right?
Wow. Great,
but this one. But this one has some kind of adjacencies to Jeffrey Epstein, which makes it a lot more
really.
Intriguing. Or no, not Jeff.
All right, let's not.
No, I'm sorry. No. I misspoke. Harvey Weinstein. That's who the adjacency's with.
Different
not
piece
much,
of
not
shit.
Much, not much better than Jeffrey
this is
Epstein.
A slightly different piece of
yes,
shit.
Yes, yes.
Different tone or color.
What if the devil, Epstein, and Dolan were in the same room?
I already gave you my answer on that.
What would happen?
If you don't have a good time with the devil, that's on that's you, on man. You. That's on you. There's some kind of investigation going on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, really, James Dolan?
Huh.
Fucking guy, wow. Man. So, yeah.
All right, well.
So, more to come on
we'll,
that.
We'll
so.
Keep an eye out.
So, he's...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, Cucaracha.
We need to drink.
We need to drink.
Bring it home.
We're going to take a little mini break.
Siesta?
A little siesta.
See you in 10.
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
And we'll be right back.
Bums Nation, we are back.
Ooh, doo, doo, doo.
None of us has lost any fingers or toes due to frostbite.
Most
of our pipes are intact.
Yeah, most is right.
Speak for yourself.
I said most of our pipes are intact. So
it's cold here.
It's cold. It's cold, boys.
Yeah,
it's
cold. This is our little 10-day streak of
fucking
between -4
sucks.
And 20 degrees. The last pipes froze.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Well, first. It's a teaser.
This is a teaser. First.
It's a teaser.
First.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Mm. Our literary terms.
Our infamous intergalactic.
Infamous.
Intergalactically award winning.
Award winning.
Beer review. If
world
it's intergalactively,
famous.
Someone's going to fact check me.
And
good luck.
And it's world famous.
It's world famous, too.
World famous.
On top of it.
It's the world's best beer review.
We're universal.
As is evidence from the data on how many countries and cities around the world 100%. And the country listen to the Bums.
We've had no one say otherwise.
Nope.
Ever.
We're number one in Turkmenistan.
That's right. We are. They don't drink there, though, but that's cool.
Oh. They don't?
It's Muslim country.
Boo.
They still dig us.
That's cool, man.
They don't have a smoking area, a little place where you can go to booze up a little?
There's definitely a hookah area.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, for sure, man. But I'm just saying.
Still not, you're still not selling me.
Yeah, we're by proxy.
All right. Hey, speaking of selling
me. The Marianas were hot, too.
So what's our production in terms
we
of
have a Temperance.
Evanston, Illinois.
Evanston,
right?
IL, home of
Temperance Brewing.
Somebody's alma mater. Rocco.
Yeah. Woohoo. Go Cats, bitches.
Go Cats. Temperance Brewing. Escapist.
Oh.
All right. It's laced with mushrooms, so wait for it.
Oh, good.
I know.
I like it.
Night. Nah, yeah.
You had my...
How's that going again?
Yeah. You had my...
interest.
Now you have my attention. Yeah.
We did the basement party last time with Patty.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember liking that.
I liked the basement party.
That was, I think, a lighter lager. This is a little heavier hitter. It says American Ale IPA, which I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
6.7, but it's pretty smooth for a 6.7.
When you said that it's
6.7
mushroom, light, you know,
yeah,
right. That's right when I took a drink.
Same,
and I was like,
wait for it.
Oh, what the fuck was
that? Was that?
Oh, you said it. I was like, okay.
Oh, you know about 40 minutes.
The Cheech and Chong act. The Cheech and Chong act. Oh, and he gives it to him. He's like, oh, he takes it. He's like, oh, wait, don't take that, man. He's like, what do you mean don't take that? He just works it out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And laughs at him.
So The Escapist. It's pretty good. I like it.
It's tasty.
I'm not digging it.
No. Too bitter?
You're not. Why?
I just don't like the aftertaste.
No, it is a little sweet.
Sweet?
It's a 6.7. That IPA.
I just, let me savor it.
It's a little.
I'm not overjoyed by it.
I would call it long in the tongue.
Yeah.
On the aftertaste.
Definitely a lot of oils.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of linger.
It's sitting too long.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Sorry, man.
No, bother.
Hey,
I didn't make it.
And if we don't tell the truth, then what are we doing? What are we doing here?
If we like everything, then we like nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
So
correct.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, we all have different.
I like the basement.
Yeah, the basement.
Yeah.
Basement's better.
Basement party was good.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely go to the basement party.
I think so.
Yeah, this is more like 3 stars.
Yeah.
This would have to be matched with something to eat.
Yeah, maybe 3.5.
Wow. And I can't even figure out what that is.
It's
nose isn't
like a mushroom,
bad.
A mushroom ragu,
nice.
Mushroom ragu or something like that.
Maybe.
It smells really nice. I agree on the finish. That's really strange. And on the nose, it smells really. It smells more.
You know, it lays flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like two dimensional. It's okay.
Yeah, 3, 3.5.
You know,
yeah,
range.
You know,
three and a half steins.
Yes. Correct. Bums. Yeah. What do we need? We need some vomit. Bums monikers of some sort.
Vomit buckets.
Like what's the knapsack that you carry in the stick?
Oh, it's
Is there a name for that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm gonna hoard the data, not tell anyone.
This is a first
pay-per-view.
Ever.
Yeah. Exactly. You have to pay $5.99 to get the answer.
Exactly.
Sons of bitches.
We're like poor man's peacock. What's
problem,
going
problem
on?
Problem is we would owe like $17.
How are we losing money on this?
Fuck.
Jesus. I don't know, but we are.
Well, you went to the well twice, you asshole.
Buying futures. Or borrowing against futures.
How about it? I'm sorry. It's this okay. is not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
No, I would go out of my way. That's fine. This is what we do. It's a public service to help the listening audience. All
it's true.
Four of you, Sam, Nick, at all,
Doc.
Yes.
No,
tread lightly when you buy beer.
Yeah.
So,
hey, on that, and talking about our listenership.
Uh huh.
Always working on getting new listeners.
Look at you hustling.
Good friend of mine from college.
ABC.
That actually introduced me to my lovely wife.
Oh, really?
Oh. Well, let's get this motherfucker on the show.
She.
Right?
She.
Yeah, oh, she.
Even
okay,
better.
Even better.
She's like
first
okay,
female guest.
Ooh.
We gotta get some new goals going for 2024.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
She wants to be.
All right, let's go.
First female guest.
Is she local? We gotta phone her in.
Her name's Lefty. She's local.
Oh, right
even
on.
Better.
She'll
Lefty?
She'll go Lefty.
Fuck like yeah, Lefty. Man. All right. Fair enough.
Dude. Actually, grew up in Detroit area.
Oh. All right. Good. Motown.
Ooh.
Go Lions.
Ooh, boy.
Boy.
Yeah, she's a piece of work.
Maybe next week?
Spartak!
Let me see if she's in town.
All right. We're
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, right on.
Get
then.
On it.
Right,
hold on. We got to get Dr. Jack, though.
We got to get Dr. Jack. We have a few follow-ups. We also need to do a remote spot, which we've been promising for the better part of 3 seasons and change.
I know.
We are woefully overdue.
Hold on. I want to do at the new OIB. I think we do like an invite.
If that ever fucking happens.
Whatever.
Oh,
it's happening, dude.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I talked to Trevor the other day, and he said he's starting to do work up beers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that being said, we definitely have a lot of beer action going on at this time of the year. It's the end of all the ass kickers and stouts and Christmas stuff. And it's pre-flip before you start going to the
spring
the pills.
Training.
Yeah, exactly. Spring training. Spring training for sure.
Pills
so it'd be
lagers.
Interesting to see what everybody comes up with.
All right.
These breweries have their strengths and weaknesses, and it's fun to do.
All right, cool, man. All right. So yeah, we'll research it and see if we can get going on there. So
yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get these ladies involved. I love that idea
for sure. Absolutely,
I'm sold.
Lefty, will love it.
Lefty,
yeah.
Shout out to Lefty. Let's go.
Not Phil Mickelson.
No, that's cool. No.
The female Lefty.
I'll take the female Lefty over.
Goddamn
the other one.
She's got to be a lot cooler. So
she is.
Yeah.
Spartans!
So the aforementioned ass-kicking weather out there, boys. It's I like to call this bum freezing cold.
Colder than a witch's titty out there.
Got that right.
They had Meredith put
carbone on a slab for 3 days before they could do an autopsy. That's how cold it is out there. Okay,
hanging on a hook.
Hanging on a hook. Carbone.
Carbone is the best name.
It really is. Dude, it's been brutal out there the last couple days.
No, it's been cold as fuck.
I don't want to get to, if we start talking about weather, then that's when we get into like retirement age shit. But
no, and our stars go down.
Fucking cold out there, no, man.
It's extremely cold.
Patty, I think you had some agua issues, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, waterworks got gummed up.
Well, yeah. We did the. We should know better,
but it wasn't bad, right?
We all have homes that were built in the early 1900s,
mm-hmm. Correct?
And we should know better. When it goes down below like 10,
or
zero,
run it.
Open up your
cold
cabinets.
Water.
Yeah,
turn on. Get a drizzle going through the pipes. We didn't do that. And all of a sudden,
you're the one that warned us.
I know. Well, shit, we went home, we were like,
we're fine.
I had to break out the little ceramic heater under our kitchen sink.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It took about 20 minutes. I had it, like,
did you
would open it up on the handle, like, full blast on cold, nothing comes out, right?
Wow.
And
so you froze up.
Oh, yeah, just in the kitchen, though. Everything else, the bathrooms worked.
And you had your cabinets open, right?
No, did not.
Oh, well, that's part of it. Well,
that's exactly right. Yeah. Dude. But anyway, suffice to say, lesson learned, and I had to bust out the ceramic
heater. The fact that
it took 20 minutes, and
it doesn't matter. As long as your pipes did not rupture or a joint did not rupture, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, we're good.
We've never had any of those issues.
No, I had that years ago. Extenuating circumstances. But.
Yeah.
For some reason, the kitchen is prone to this. We've not had it.
It's an outside wall.
Yeah, well, so is the bathroom. And
yeah, but your water's not on the outside
wall.
Yeah,
I guess it's on a parallel.
No.
It's perpendicular track.
Mm-hmm. You're fine. Yeah. It's your kitchen.
It's the kitchen.
Problem. So, yeah. Maybe your basement.
Yeah. You know what? I could put a little.
This Week in Plumbing with your host, The Bums and Manor.
Yeah. No, every year I should have a kick in to do a heat mat and just turn it on.
For where?
Underneath the sink.
Oh, just wrap it. Yeah. You can. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not leaving my fucking cabinets open. What am I, a fucking hillbilly?
Fuck yeah.
Huh.
It's overnight.
Huh.
There's
an automation.
All right. All right, Jed Clampett.
Solution to that problem. Jed Clampett. Anyways, it's
look at the cement pole.
Yeah. Green Acres.
I actually had to break out my Toro snow thrower for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I haven't shoveled yet.
I got to get the side.
I'll get it. That's a Sunday problem.
Yeah. Well, Sam's shaking his head. It's like these fucking idiots are shoveling snow.
I don't
move away from the snow.
I'm not doing that. I'll wait.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat. It's a dry cold.
It is a dry cold.
So I got tacos in Dublin.
Yeah. College age. Too. What is she going into her junior year? Okay.
Hold on, technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's fine.
I got out of here. It was a fucking brutal day that day.
Oh.
Flew out that
cold
Friday. Cold. Shit was canceled.
Yeah.
Delayed 2 hours, but she had like a 3-hour layover in New York.
Just wiped that out.
Like zip, zip.
Who'd she fly to Dublin?
United?
American? I think so, United.
United.
Yeah, I think
okay.
To Newark, then Newark to Dublin. And she got out. She's there, and I think within 6 weeks she'll be running for mayor of Dublin.
Good,
because that's how this kid rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, so
she definitely digging it.
Yeah,
oh my god, she's all about getting paid. She's doing these hikes on the cliffs and this and that, and it's like, dude, this kid, man, just makes
good conqueror. Tell her to start running for Congress.
Killing it.
Be a senator.
So yeah, so again, we're flying out early April, April 4th.
Awesome. Ooh.
And then I think coming back the 13th.
I need some bagpipes. You're right. You called
it. You do need bagpipes. A little Edinburgh in between. So
yeah,
so that's more to come on that.
Edinburgh's awesome. I've been.
I'll bet, man. One of the most haunted cities. That's what I'm looking forward to. So
wow.
Dead meat.
So yeah, tacos is in Dublin. Good job, tacos. Very proud
way
of you.
Way to go.
Good job.
Way to go, G Rock.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh,
Tesla's. How's that working?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Ooh.
Teslas don't work so well in cold weather,
that's
is my understanding.
Now we know.
Yeah. That's why when you have your garden tool implements that you use batteries or e-bikes and you leave them in frigid cold water or frigid cold weather in your garage or wherever you have them, and you try to use them and it doesn't work.
They're sluggish or just don't work?
Either or. Sometimes they're sluggish, sometimes they don't work at all.
Yeah, I didn't read in reading about the
it's not
the,
what you want
the electric cars and all that.
This wasn't beta tested in
I'm
the fucking Arctic.
I'm not getting a fucking electric vehicle.
They're saying that obviously the
hybrid,
we're seeing it with the cold weather
uh-huh.
really messes them up. But I didn't realize the warm weather does the same thing.
Yeah.
Lowers their, you know, their efficiency.
That's so true enough.
You're talking about the 2020 on up and they do not work well. Well, I had a customer today. They had a Tesla. Uh-huh. Talked to her, and she said, I can't get there until later on. Mm. I go, wow, what's up? She goes, I got a Tesla. I can't get it started.
Fuck that. You know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're selling like hotcakes, dude.
The hell they are.
I'm telling you.
Dude, EV sales.
I just read an article.
EV sales are not good.
So who are the top four?
Teslas are.
I know what they are. So I have the deck stacked here. But who are the four top globally? All OEMs, all manufacturers of e-vehicles. E-vehicles. Not hybrids. E-vehicles. Name them 1 to 4.
Tesla 1?
Mm-hmm.
Polestar?
Nope.
Rivian?
Nope.
No,
Rivian, they're too young.
So Polestar's niche.
Chevy Volt?
Chevy's fourth.
Chevy's going to be up there, yeah.
Ford? So you got 1 and 4. Ford is 3.
Hyundai
or Kia?
Hyundai is 2. Hyundai, very good. Okay. All right. Okay. Not bad. Yeah. You went bullish on the hipster shit. The small craft EVs, but that's okay.
Yeah.
They'll build their subscribership.
They're a fortune. They're really
expensive. And there's a chasm actually between Hyundai and Tesla,
from
a 50% factor. Yeah, I don't remember the exact numbers,
because
but
Tesla
it was,
had a head start on it.
Oh, for sure.
It was the car to have for a minute.
Hold on, those things are fucking selling big time.
Oh,
still to this day. They're, I wouldn't touch one of the 10-foot poles.
Cybertruck's going to do well.
For a million reasons.
That truck is the ugliest,
fucking brutal,
most
man.
Ill-conceived fucking design.
You can't drive it in snow.
You can't drive it. It's just dumb looking, too.
It's just
gross.
It was just like fucking Hummers, though, too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, but Hummers
You are the lowest form of life on Earth.
All right,
you're just going to have people that will.
But Hummers have some kind of utilitarian value to it.
Yeah, but
as gross as they are.
Well, when you're driving to the fucking Marianos or something. Well,
I like the Rivian ones or whatever it's called.
Rivians are fine. I like them.
Did you see the documentary what's his name? He's an actor. He's Scottish.
Brad Pitt. Not Brad Pitt.
The guy from rode motorcycles. All around South America, all around the U.S., all around Eastern Europe, like these moto cross bikes, and they go miles and
Sean
miles.
Sean Connery,
no motherfucker,
he's European.
Who plays Obi-Wan? Craig. Not the old motherfucker.
Oh, Alec Guinness.
No,
oh.
The other one, not Alec.
No, just keep going. He was in Trainspotting.
Yes, him. Yes.
Oh, yes. Ewan McGregor.
Thank you. Jesus
Christ.
Hey,
the fuck got it finally? Me.
Jesus, but I
give the assist on that.
Anyways, yes, you do.
I do.
All right. Well, we cracked the code.
Train spotting.
That was good, actually. That was a good move.
I understand that. Assist. Yeah. The kid.
Anywho, they use that as their support vehicle with these bikes and save their ass. They had some issues with it, but they were like literally first-gen prototypes.
What's the Rivians?
Yeah.
Fine.
And I'm sure, and that was like, 4 years ago? They're probably light years ahead by now.
You know what? But as I get closer to looking at buying a new vehicle, EVs are not in the cards.
I'm getting a Ford Bronco.
It's going to be a hybrid.
Full size, as big as they come, the biggest motor they come with. That's
Burns
what I'm getting.
Baby seals. Live baby seals. Throw them in there.
Sure. My wife's not going to be happy about it, but that's what's going to go
because
down.
Because of this whole cold weather thing.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of charging stations, the time it takes to charge, and I think you brought up this point multiple times, the resources that it takes to create these lithium batteries is not an offset to fossil fuels.
No, you're poisoning the earth with the production
of
lithium
batteries.
Just
with a different poison, that's all it is.
Yeah, well, it's worse, actually.
Is it? In terms of human capital, too.
Yeah, it's just bad.
It's really bad.
There's trade-offs.
That's not the answer.
There's trade-offs. We're capitalists, so let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, but this is fucked up.
It's a positive-sum game. It's not a zero-sum game.
It is not.
But hybrid is definitely the next vehicle that I do.
Yeah.
So.
Well... Yeah, I'm.
I'm gonna do a hydrogen car. So
I'm hanging on to my V8.
Fuck off.
I'm not selling the Batmobile. Even
after
I'm done with it, I'm keeping that fucker.
Dude, you get 0 miles on it.
No, I get 48.
Dude, you bought it with what? 38?
No, 6.
Whatever. For how many? You had it for 10 years.
I have had it for 10
Whatever.
Years.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're keeping that. Dude, that's going to be, things going to be vintage. Oh,
yeah, I'm going to paint it.
You're going to be the little old lady from Pasadena.
Oh, you want to paint it?
I want to paint it. I want to get like that flat gray steel, not the dark steel, but the.
There's a lot of new colors out there. Fucking
there are. They're
fuck,
sweet. I'm going to get some new rims.
Spin it.
I would like to do a little upgrade, a little touch up on the Batmobile.
You get a stinger muffler and a spoiler on
the Batmobile. Drive. For the listening audience, I drive a 2012, 2013 year Infiniti FX 50 Sport.
Yeah. It's your second one.
You got to get the Sport. This is my second one. I actually had an FX 45, which is, that was also a V8.
Okay. It's fun to drive, man.
Oh, those things are fucking fast.
Fire.
They are. Anyways, fire. I love this car. It's a V8, and I've had very little problems with it at all.
Again, you don't drive that much.
No. No, I got a little exhaust aftermarket catback thing on it that I like.
Shit happens.
Oh, it's good. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
But it needs a paint job.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
So that's on my short
vehicle,
list.
You're fine.
Yeah.
So this vehicle, I drove to Lambo with Rocco here.
And work calls.
He's on work calls, so I took the wheel. I went through downtown. I set the cruise and set these sensors on it. And I went through downtown Milwaukee without even touching the brake.
Once.
No.
Yes.
Once.
No. Because you could set it to go as close to someone in front of you or as far.
And I just let this thing go. And I let it go. My foot covered the brake.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
But
yeah. I like that.
I did not touch the brake.
Yeah, you just drive it.
Downtown
Milwaukee. You just drive it.
It was awesome.
You just drive the new cars, like the new Caddies, and they have these new systems. That you just let go of the wheel.
You do. I don't like that.
Oh, I don't have any problem with that.
Take a nap?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say take a nap. Maybe stare at my phone for a minute.
What's this?
I don't know. Something
new Narcos episode.
biggest ball of yarn.
Look at that.
On Instagram.
Let me see what the bums are doing today.
Yeah. What are those nitwits?
I'm checking on the bums.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. Hybrid.
Older than a witch's titty out there.
Still. So, anyways, be careful if you're getting an electric car. Don't go too far from the reservation when it's super cold.
Man,
it's the extremes. You got to use common sense.
So what, though? I don't, you know, I could
the
fire
V8 doesn't
I could
care.
Fire up
V8 will go through a snowstorm. Doesn't matter.
Properly tuned and maintained.
That's right.
And fucking 40 below.
Now you're talking
fucking turn over. Yeah,
yeah. You're talking me into keeping my car as long as
Oh, you're not
as
getting
I,
ready. You're not in the market. Well, one isn't.
My wife
needs
a new variety.
Like I said, I really was surprised by this. I don't remember hearing this before.
No.
You are right about the charging stations. There's no hyper charging stations.
Every gas station should have an electrical charging station.
Multiples.
It should be federal law. They want to be serious about
subsidies.
It.
Go ahead. There you go. Throw money at it. It's not happening. No. Toyota Highlander Hybrid. That's my Huckleberry. That's where I got my sights set.
V8 Infiniti FX50S. With the paddle shifters.
You can't get a V9?
No.
Why not?
No, I did break one of the little...
you did not.
The controls, yeah. See that thing? It's sitting over right there. Look behind you.
I don't want to look. I'll be in tears.
No, you won't. It's basically an eBay purchased replacement for the switch in my steering wheel because I had like a backpack and a heavy coat on and I reached across the driver's side. I was parked, ready to walk into a work thing. I reached across to the passenger side, and it caught on this little switch that you use on the steering wheel and ripped it off.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see it.
So
this has happened twice now.
You drove 100
miles
an hour the
same
time.
Work office, which is a weird coincidence, I might add. But nonetheless, the last time it fell on the floor of the car, the floorboards, and I was able to put it and just snap it back in. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, I got it.
Golden.
Right is right.
This next time, and I kind of felt something. I checked my stuff, and I'm like, God damn it. What the fuck was that? It's sitting probably in the parking lot still. But anyways, upshot is now I have this empty spot. I can't use it to change my music. It's so fucking irritating. So I bought.
Wow.
I bought.
You should have problems.
It cost me $100 to get. And it was. You can't just buy the little fucking replacement switch.
No,
have to spend $100 to get the whole mechanism both sides of the steering wheel, including the one that's not affected. Of course. And then, of course, there's a cord.
Just in case it's affected.
Ah, these motherfuckers get you by the short and curly.
Oh, dude.
Anyways,
what are you going to do?
Well,
drop you like a fucking bad.
You're gonna have a rant. It sounds like someone else has got a rant.
I got a rant. Patty's got a rant.
Let her rip, Patty.
Oh, I'm gonna lean back for this one. I got time. I'm gonna take my headphones off for this one.
Stay comfortable.
Strap in. This is gonna be like a documentary.
No, it's gonna be short and sweet.
Oh, even better.
I'm sick and tired of SFP.
Short fucking people?
No.
Stupid fucking
slow
people.
Slow fucking people.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
South.
Whether it's an addendum.
Whether it's on the fucking road.
Yeah.
Whether it's walking through a store or on the sidewalk. Get your fat ass out of the middle.
Preach.
And walking
Preach. Hey,
if you're
brother.
Not moving fast, get the fuck
out of my way.
Yes.
100%.
There was some fat ass big motherfucker today that I was like, I'm trying to get around. It would have, I would have had to go into Colorado to get around this motherfucker. Slow as motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
And just didn't care.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like going, dude, hey, hey.
Yeah, get some.
And he sees me trying to go left.
You're walking or driving?
I'm walking. Oh. I am goddamn walking.
I'm walking here.
I am walking. It's like, dude, where do you think that your fat fucking ass could take over the whole thing? I was so
people not paying attention. People staring at their phones.
I was so pissed. Patty. And you just want to scream and go, I want to send you into a new universe. A universe that'll slim your ass down because you're in my fucking way.
Oh, yeah. So my commute is all of maybe 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I use the word cunt about 40 times.
Yeah,
in 8 minutes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's the same distance 100%. Essentially for me to go to get my haircut.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I do it once every 3 weeks. You do it once a day.
Well, yeah. Twice a day.
Why is it?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Why is it?
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
And I mean,
Make the light. Why are you going fucking 20 miles an hour? Make the light. Oh, you cunt.
Oh, I just drive like an animal now. It's not even. I drove out of Walgreens today, making a left onto Pulaski, which is a shit show.
No one's letting
me through. I'm like, no, I'll fix you, motherfuckers. I clogged up the. No one either way could go. Either way could go. And I'm like, well, that's what happens. Stuck in. And I can only squeeze without damaging my vehicle until the left turn lane, which, of course, I don't want to take. I'm going to go straight.
Right.
So I'm like, all right. Over. So I'm like the pace car. I'm staring at the light. I'm looking at the flashing light, knowing that the walk sign's flashing, which means it's about to change. So I'm coming in. Sure enough, boom. I hit the gap. I'm supposed to turn left. Uh-huh. And if I would have gotten caught, I would have had a big ticket to pay. But I put the gas into it and flew in front of the guy and cut across in front of him to go straight. Yes, I did.
The move.
And didn't even think twice about it.
There was little margin for error, too.
No, and I immediately got over to the right, let everyone go. I was like, all right, there you go. I'm turning
and then you felt better about life, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, slow people.
So I'm sorry. So anybody who has SF...
Yeah, PS, slow fucking people.
Dude. Slow fucking people syndrome. Get the fuck
out of my life.
We need a support
group. We need to give out coins when people don't punch people out, over a 24-hour period.
It's like a 40-day chip for the AA.
Oh, God. Yeah. 40 days. God,
dude, I'll take 40 minutes.
That's a mecca.
Please.
This has been ramping up.
Dude, it's fucking getting worse.
And today this fat fuck just pissed me off.
Well.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
What are you going to do, dude?
Yeah, of course it's not us, it's them.
No.
Oh, yeah. SI and Anchor Steam.
What's going on there?
There's a little correlation. So the company that bought SI.
Yeah. Talking about Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So they got their plug pulled, man.
What do you mean?
Fucking everybody got laid off.
They're closing the doors or shutting
closing
down
the fucking doors, man.
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Stop. Going out of business? Shutting the lights off?
The venerable yeah. Sports Illustrated is fucking getting shut the fuck down here. Let me find my reading list here.
Come on.
Yeah.
How is that even fucking possible?
And here's why. Here's my understanding. So some venture capitalist or some firm bought them, I think, in 2019, maybe. And SI missed a third or fourth quarter payment of less than $4 million. And that caused them to shut it down. Which says to me, by look on your face, Patty... We'll wait for it.
Spanning the globe to bring you the concert.
It's a little play out. It's a fucking classic. It's a little victory.
And the agony of defeat.
Yard sale.
Pinwheel.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you got fucked up.
So that says to me that this group was waiting for them to default on this.
Come
so they could
on,
flip
dude.
Fucking fired everybody.
Yeah,
hold on. What do you hope?
That
to
is
get?
A Gordon Gekko.
I don't know.
That is the
maybe it's some kind of insurance thing.
That's
Patty.
A blue horseshoe Gordon Gekko moment.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Fuck yes, dude.
But I think for I think sure. The thing is with Sports Illustrated, what they failed to do is they
bullshit.
Were the quintessential weekly publication.
They
that
were.
Set, where you transport you had pictures with great writers.
Yes.
That was, yes. I mean, you know, like the that quintessential cover of the 1980 Miracle on Ice.
Yes.
You know, of SI. You look at that and you remember, you go, wow.
Yeah.
What a, and they have become irrelevant.
They have.
So now we have these.
Largely of their own. But I was reading through this thing. I pulled the article up here now. Authentic Brands Group has revoked Sports Illustrated's license to publish due to a missed payment. Okay. So the 70-year-old print and online publication was notified Friday their jobs were going to be eliminated.
Wow.
Right, I'm just going to kind of just cherry pick on this article
here
as we kind of go along here.
Yeah.
They did not make a quarterly payment of about $3.75 million. A quarterly payment of less than $4 million for Sports Illustrated. And they're going to pull a plug. You're 100% right. This is fucking Gordon Gekko.
It is.
They were waiting for this moment for them to fucking
they're
come
up tear
short
them apart
and tore them solid, to shreds. Yeah, 100%.
They're going to write off. Parts. They're going to write off the goodwill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're going to get a lot of money.
So again, this is akin to the venerable brand of Anchor Steam.
Sure,
where Sapporo fucked that up.
Same deal.
And for whatever reason, the employees of Anchor Steam wanted to buy it from them,
and they wouldn't sell it.
They wouldn't let it do it. I didn't know that one. That one I didn't know. Wow.
Nah. Oh yeah.
That's just heartbreaking.
So it should have been.
Seriously, it's
what
heartbreaking.
A great beer.
Both of them for both Sports Illustrated and Anchor Steam.
Yeah.
Again, two iconic American brands. So, what are we doing here? I mean, Sports Illustrated, again, kind of did it themselves. I posed this question to my wife. It's like,
Kodak.
What venerable magazine has made a transition from print to...
They stopped. They wouldn't send me...
To digital.
Yeah.
Or any publication. And she cited the New York Times. She said the New York Times is doing very, very well online.
Yeah,
but okay.
That's the only... I mean, but that's...
That's it? That's it?
That's the Times.
That's it? Yeah. You know,
Post is doing okay.
I guess, probably, because it pays us money, I'm going to presume.
Probably.
But Sports Illustrated and Playboy, for example, you know, just went the way of Blockbuster Video. And here we are.
Boom.
Wow.
So, do they get resurrected? Who knows? Is there value in that brand?
I don't think
or
so.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what the thing is? It's the value is with people like us.
I haven't read Sports Illustrated for fucking 30 years.
It's been a while.
No, I know, but the thing is, though, when you say Sports Illustrated, you still remember great articles, great stories,
great photos.
Pictures. Yeah,
I do miss the I don't think you can even get the ESPN magazine. I don't think they make a paper.
Oh, no. No.
They stopped doing that.
They stopped that a while ago. That was a poor man's Sports Illustrated is
understood.
What it was.
Understood, but still.
That's what
yeah,
it was.
But ESPN had to do that.
That set the trend, and it buried the paper media in sports. I used to only buy the paper for the business and the fucking sports shit.
Oh. Well, you know what? Sports Illustrated, here's the thing, though. Uh-huh. Sports Illustrated was still always doing the bathing suit issue, which mm-hmm. was the yeah. thing that a lot of people.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, that's yeah, why that's
one episode you, a year. Yeah, that's not going to cover payroll, motherfucker.
No, I know.
You
get
a subscription for the year.
It was the.
That's why you got the subscription.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. I still have a couple downstairs. You weren't getting it for the New York Islanders on a heater.
I could find one up here in this living space.
Two words. Cheryl Teagues.
Cheryl Teagues.
Stop.
Come on.
Oh, Kathy Ireland.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
There's Sports Illustrated swimsuit and Mad Magazines up here. Those
right?
are the two things I know I could find. I would bet my life on it.
Fair enough.
All right.
I guess, cutting back to...
These
venture capitalists, these people that are supposedly infusing money into...
Speculation.
It's just like the people that did the Tribune.
Yeah.
No. Oh, they did.
They're gutters. They're gutters.
They got the fuck out of them.
Yeah. They're whale.
Bust it off for parts.
They kill the whale. They drag it in shore, and then they carve it up.
Yep.
And you know what?
Sell it off.
Yeah. Yep. For parts.
100%. Yep. So what are we doing here? You know, so.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I got.
All right. Well, hey.
My head hurts.
Episode, everyone's head hurts.
Yeah. Is that a wrap?
Yeah, I think so. What we got 103. We're going to have a lot of football bullshit to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Cusp
of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we are on the cusp of the Super Bowl. So we'll get through the divisional series and see you next week, people.
Hopefully. Later, Gators.
Ciao, ciao for now.
Stay out of trouble.